Our guest at this time is Professor Elizabeth Cobbs from Texas A&M and a prolific writer as well. Her latest book is The Hello Girls, America's First Women Soldiers. She, Professor Cobb, will be in New Orleans tomorrow for a book signing at Octavia Books, and she is here to talk about her book and also about women's rights in general. And Professor Cobbs, I think it's fair to say that you have been ardently vocal about women not getting a fair shake in our country and consistently lagging behind other countries, America, in victories for equal rights. Why is the U.S., in your view, reluctant to join the 21st century?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, in some ways, we're so far ahead. I mean, the idea that women should be able to vote, that women should be full citizens, really starts here, Jim. I mean, in the 1840s. And it was this interesting thing how the United States has these great ideas, and sometimes they just get picked up somewhere else first. So that's why Woodrow Wilson in World War One, he found himself in a bit of a pickle because the United States really wanted to be a leader. You know, it was coming into its own leadership in the world. And funny to say, he found out that the United States was behind 20 other countries in giving women the vote. And so that suddenly became a kind of necessity for his foreign policy.
How significant do you see the equal pay issue in this country right now?
Well, I think that that Governor Edwards really, I'm just so admiring, you know, as somebody who works in Texas. I also have a position in California at Stanford, and I'm just really admiring that your governor has taken this up, because it is a big problem. It's not so much that people go out and say, well, I'm going to pay a woman less, but, you know, the kinds of jobs women are in, often because women are in them, you know, people think, well, that's not that, you know, important a job, and you don't have to compensate for it. But, you know, the interesting thing is, on the other hand, you know, we have this other tradition of equality. When women first became soldiers, for example, in World War One, the Army and the Navy and the Marines paid them the same as they did men. So especially when the job is the same, there's a sort of a recognition that whoever is in it should receive the same compensation. So we need to start looking at those jobs that women do, however, tend to be in more, and say, wow, you know, that needs to be compensated. The person who's taking care of your mom in the rest home, you know, that person needs to be compensated well, for example.
The guest is Professor Elizabeth Cobbs from Texas A&M and Stanford. Her latest book is The Hello Girls, America's First Women Soldiers. Your number 877-217-5757 or 297-5633. The email is talk@talklouisiana.org. I would imagine many are unaware that women were inducted a century ago into America's armed forces. Who are the pioneers?
Well, they're a group that were called the Hello Girls. Now, there were other women, of course. There were nurses, for example, you know, really in the trenches practically in World War One, and women had, you know, provided nursing to the U.S. Army even before that. But what happens in World War One is, you know, I think a lot of people realize that this is the first industrial war. But there's only one technology in which the United States actually had an edge, in a way, over its rivals and its allies, which was in telecommunications. And again, speaking of sex-segregated occupations, telephone operating was the sort of the pivot of that technology. Literally, every call had to be connected by hand. And so when General Black Jack Pershing got to France and tried to make a couple phone calls, he realized, wow, we need to use the people who are best at that work. And at that time, that was women. And so this wonderful, plucky, you know, adventurous, funny group of women volunteered. Although it was a huge group, by the way, Jim. So, you know, the Army said, well, you know, we want 100 women, because they had to be bilingual in French and English, too, because they had to be able to give simultaneous translations between French and American officers. They had to be able to connect, literally, toll connect with French operators farther out, you know, in other parts of the country. So they advertised for 100 positions, and 7,600 women volunteered for these 100 jobs.
Now, lately we've had several revelations of mistreatment, abuse of women in the military. Is that disconcerting?
Well, of course, and that would be true whoever is being abused. But yeah, there, and that was a concern back then too. You know, how could you take 100 women and put them in with a group of 1.5 million men and not have problems? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was a great test for women and men. You know, how could they rise to the occasion and work together? And these women just found that that the men, most of the men, not all, but most of the men they worked with were really respectful. You know, again, this goes back to the fact that for someone like General Pershing, you know, I mean, if you have somebody firing at your head, you want the best person at your side, and you're not going to look at their color or their gender, or you want that person there who's going to be able to save you, save your bacon.
Will we have a day in our life when women are viewed in the same context as men in combat roles?
You know, that's such a good question. I know Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis, you know, was resistant to that and is now saying and said in his confirmation hearings that, again, it's back to this thing, I want the best person for the job. If these people qualify themselves, then that's all we should be looking at. So, you know, this is one of the things, most women, most men don't want to go into combat. But for those people who do, I guess, you know, it gets back to the fact that, you know, we need to let people do what they do well. I mean, that's kind of what our society is all about, right? Merit.
Right. The guest is Professor Elizabeth Cobbs. Her book is The Hello Girls, America's First Women Soldiers. And Dr. Cobbs will be at Octavia Books in New Orleans tomorrow, and you can meet her, and she is quite a historian at Texas A&M and at Stanford, and has written prolifically about other topics, including most recently Alexander Hamilton. Here's a question from Connie about women in combat and whether or not that's a prudent thing to do. There are women, Connie says, who believe that combat should be off limits for women. How do you respond, Professor?
Well, you know, I think Connie's right. There are women who feel that way. Of course, there are men who feel that way too, pacifists, about men's roles. But you know, I think that for people who don't want that, they should not. You know, we're not going to force women to go. We're not going to do that to men either. We're not going to have a broad conscription or a draft. I just think it's a matter of who's best for the job. You know, in World War II, and my book has a little bit about the WASPs, as they were called, the Women's Air Force Service Pilots. These were women who were just really crackerjack at flying planes. And of course, we now have women today in, you know, flying planes and even flying planes in combat, which we never had before. And by the way, it's not just us. And that's one of the things I think my book shows, and it's very interesting. We, you know, we tend to think of, well, what do we do here in America, and we're always at the forefront, and everybody's looking at us. And actually, women are doing this stuff. They're doing it around the world. I don't know if you remember this, Jim, but a couple years ago there was a fabulous story on a woman from the United Arab Emirates, a fighter pilot. So these are roles that women are moving into, and of course there are some people who will always feel, you know, a little weird about that. But that's what we call, you know, that's what we call progress.
Why did it take a century to tell the story of the Hello Girls?
Oh, that's such a great question. Well, I mean, part of what happened is that the Army, doggone them, they themselves really repressed this story, and it's very sad. The Marines and the Navy were much different in this respect. They recruited 11,000 women, all to serve at home. The Army recruited 223 women, you know, put them on ships, you know, sent them across the ocean with German submarines gunning for them. They went to France. Some of them were under aerial bombardment. And the Army afterwards, unlike the other branches of the services, said, who are you? I mean, you didn't even take the oath of office. Now, these women had taken the oath again and again, and were really brave, and they were just marvelous young women. And when they came back, the Army stripped them of their victory medals. They did not give them any kind of benefits. Some of the women said, all I want is a flag on my coffin. You know, I just want that recognition. And so they fought for 60 years. It was this crazy thing, and one of their leaders, the leader of this particular part of their story, she had been the telephone supervisor ran the telephones for the Versailles Peace Conference. And when she got back, she was just, it just burned her, so that the idea that Navy women and Marines and of course the doughboys, the men, would get, you know, if they had been permanently disabled, for example, overseas, that they would get hospitalization and they would get military benefits, and these Army women did not. And so she fought for 60 years, and finally, at the end of the day, there was this young, wonderful young male attorney who said, "Can I help you with your case?" And, you know, they'd been fighting and fighting. So between him and this woman leader, and of all the strange bedfellows, conservative Senator Barry Goldwater and the liberal National Organization for Women teamed up with the U.S. Congress and finally got them their victory medals.
Well, the book is The Hello Girls, America's First Women Soldiers, from Elizabeth Copps. Thank you for joining us today, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much, Jim.